我每一次去旅游之前呢，我都会研究一下这个地方。
Every time before I go on vacation, I always check out the destination.
11年前呢，我去过一个地方叫斐济群岛。
11 years ago, I went to a place called Fiji.
这一个岛呢，我研究它的时候呢，他说，这边的人呢很有礼貌的。
And as I did my homework, I found out that people there are very, very polite.
果然，我们去到这边的时候呢，我们发觉呢，这边的人很友善。
And as we went got there, we also found out that people there are very friendly.
他们见到陌生人呢，都跟你打招呼的。
Every time they see a new stranger, they always greet you.
就是他们会说，宁波啦。
They'll say Nimbula.
那么你就回他一句 Meneka。
Then you respond Meneka.
就是他跟你打招呼就是你好，那么你说谢谢这意思。
Yeah, then they would greet you and say greetings, and then you say thank you.
那么呢，哪里的人都是这样子。
And we like this everywhere.
从餐馆到你坐公车到酒店里面都是这样子。
So from the restaurant, as you also take the public transportation to hotel, it's all like this.
只有一个地方不一样。
There's only one exception.
你猜是哪里啊？
Take a guess at what it is.
就是机场。
That's the airport.
到机场的时候呢，不知道为什么呢，感觉完全不一样。
Don't know why when you get to the airport, your feeling is totally different.
原本很友善的，变成就很冷淡的一样。
And it's originally a very friendly place turned into a very cold place.
就好像我们一般见到的人一样。
It's almost like as if you are see each other every day. Yeah.
那么我就在想，为什么机场会这样子呢？这些人。
And I was wondering, why is it so like this at the airport?
我心里面有一个答案，不知道对不对。
I have an answer in my heart, I don't know if that's correct.
就是机场里面太多外国人了。
That is maybe perhaps the airport has too many foreigners.
你知道啊，当你身边的人呢，都是很友善的时候呢，你也变成一个很友善的人了。
As you see, the people around surrounding you are very friendly. You turn into a friendly one as well.
所以我过了11年呢，我还记得怎么讲 Meneka， 就是原因，就讲的太多了。
So after 11 years, I still know how to say Meneka because I've said it so many times.
但是呢，如果你旁边的人呢都不友善的时候呢，你变成他们一样了。
So if the people surrounding you are not friendly, you turn into one of them.
你知道这个是我们人与人之间的关系，很多时候都是这样。
You see, the human relationship is often like this.
就是人家怎么待我们，我们就怎么待人哦。
And then it is we respond and treat others as they treat us.
但是你知道，我们是神的儿女，却不应该是这样子。
But you see, we are children of God. We should not be like that.
因为我们的神不是这样子。
Because our God is not like that.
上个礼拜呢，我们去看从亚伯拉罕身上呢学习怎么对待别人。
Last week we learned from Abraham how to treat others.
我们讲到一个题目，就是你面对冲突的时候你怎么去做。
We talk about this topic when we run into conflicts, how do you handle that?
那么亚伯拉罕呢，他就是用温柔去对待他的侄儿。
Abraham responded to his nephew with meekness.
就是呢，他让他的侄儿去先选他要的东西。
Abraham allowed his nephew to select what he wanted first.
我不知道你们过去一个礼拜你们有没有把听到的行出来。
I don't know during the last week whether or not you actually have practiced what you have learned.
我常常讲到了面对一个问题。
Oftentimes when I preach, I encounter this problem.
就是我星期天要讲这个题目呢，在之前几天呢，神要我行出来，学怎么行出来。
And every time when I actually need to preach that topic on Sunday, God wanted me to practice that out a few days beforehand.
所以我5月2号讲这个冲突的问题的时候呢，我4月30号要跟太太吵架了。
And therefore, on May 2nd, I have to talk about dealing with conflict, so I had a quarrel with my wife on April 30th.
我常常提醒自己，你是不是一个呢只能讲不能行出来的一个人？
I often ask myself, remind myself, so are you one who actually can preach but cannot practice?
但是靠神的恩典呢，还是解决这个问题了。But
by the grace of God, that I can have this problem resolved.
我也是鼓励大家，就是我们不要只是听到，我们要把这个道理行出来。Well,
I want to encourage you not just to hear the sermon, but rather than walk the sermon.
今天呢，要讨论的还是在人际关系的上面的一个题目。
What we are about to discuss today is also a human relationship problem.
我要问大家两个问题。I
want to ask you two questions.
第一个问题就是呢，当你的仇敌遇难的时候，你会有什么反应呢？
The first question is, how would you react when your enemy suffers?
第二个问题呢，就是有一天你飞黄腾达的时候。 你会有什么表现呢？
The second one is, how would you behave when we become a rising star?
这两个问题呢，都在 我们刚刚念这段圣经里面呢，我们可以找到答案。
So we can find the solution or answer from the scripture that we have read.
所以我们现在来解决第一个问题，就是当你的仇敌遇难的时候，你有什么反应？
So let's take a look at the first question is that, what do you do when your enemy suffers?
第1到16节呢，其实就是这一段的故事的背景了。
The background behind this is can be found in verse 1 to 16.
这个呢是4个王帝呢跟5个王帝打仗。And
this is a situation between the four kings and the other five kings.
如果你看第1、第2节的时候呢，你会了解呢，其实这场战争呢是很大的。
If you read verse 1 and 2, you will see that this is actually a fairly great war.
因为呢，示拿呢，就是今天我们在圣经的巴比伦，就是今天的伊拉克。
And this China, or today's Babylon, is really today's Iraq.
以南呢，就是我们现在的伊朗。
Elim is actually Iran. And the five kings are actually they refer to five cities around the Dead Sea.
那么圣经呢告诉我们呢，其实就是这五个王呢。 侍奉了这四个王12年以后呢，他们就确定要反叛了。
The scripture tells us that the five kings after the served the four kings after many years they want to rebel.
所以呢，这四个王呢就从东边带他的军队来打这五个王了。So
the four kings brought about their armies and from the east side to try to attack these five kings.
然后他们就从北一直打到南，南边以后又回到北边一点点。So
they conquer from the north to the south and then come back to the north again.
为什么圣经会记载这个事情呢？
Why did this scripture record this?
原来呢，在11节里面呢，他告诉我们，就是呢，亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕呢，这侄儿呢。 也在这场战争里面呢，给掳去了。
Verse 11 told us that the Abraham or his nephew was also captured during this time.
那么13节里面呢，就告诉我们这个消息呢，就从有人呢来告诉亚伯拉罕了。
And in verse 13 it tells us that someone came and reported to Abraham.
你知道，虽然呢，罗德呢是亚伯兰的侄儿。
You see that Lot, even though he's a nephew of Abraham.
但是我们上个礼拜已经讲到了，罗德其实是一个次离耙外的一个人了。Lot
is actually someone who wants the benefit and actually repel those around them.
这是
kind of person like that.
他是靠他的叔叔。 亚伯拉罕呢，跟他来这个迦南地的。
It was through his uncle Abraham that actually came to the land of Canaan.
也是因为亚伯拉罕呢，他富起来的。
It's also because of Abraham that actually he became rich.
但是呢，最后呢，他不顾他们的亲情呢。
But in the end, he actually did not care so much about the relationship that they have.
为了呢，他们在这个草地啊跟水源的问题呢，就跟他的叔叔呢吵起来了。
And because of the grasslands and water, they actually had a fight with his uncle.
叔叔给他，啊，好了，你先选啊。
So the uncle allowed him to choose first.
那么他选了最好的，没有留下一点好的东西给他叔叔亚伯拉罕。
So he picked the best and did not leave anything for his uncle Abraham.
那么现在罗德遇害了。
So now Lot is actually getting into trouble.
如果我是亚伯兰，我是亚伯拉罕，听到这个消息呢，你看我有什么反应呢？
What do you think I would do if I heard this news if I were Abraham?
我就说天有眼。
You would say the heaven has no space.
就是恶有恶报。
And the evil deserve his evil punishment.
我大概呢，因为我们说幸灾乐祸的原因呢，笑他吼的喝不起来了。
So I was I would rejoice because I would actually see that evil one got into trouble.
我会告诉这个报消息给我的人呢，回去了我帮不了你。
I would tell the people who reported to me and say, go back, I cannot help you.
当你的仇敌遇难的时候，你的反应是怎么样？
What would you do if your enemy got into trouble?
圣经希望我们有什么反应呢？
What is the scripture hope that what kind of the response that we should have?
箴言里面呢提醒我们。
The Proverbs tell us the following.
你仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜；他倾倒，你心里不要快乐。恐怕耶和华看见就不喜悦，将怒气从仇敌身上卷过来。
And the scripture tells us, do not glow when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice. Or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him.
神不喜悦我们幸灾乐祸。
God does not like it that we rejoice as our enemy stumbles.
神其实是讨厌我们这样子做。
And actually, God disapproves that if we do that.
你知道呢，神不是一个很小气的一个神呢。
And actually, God is not like a very stingy God.
他其实为什么他会在圣经里面形容他发怒呢？
Why do you see that God has put up his wrath in the scripture?
因为他是一个公义的神。
Because he's a just God.
所以他每一个罪他都要处理。
Because so therefore he has to deal with every single sin that he has.
他不是一个幸灾乐祸的一个神。
He's not one that actually rejoices when his enemy gets into trouble.
其实呢，神希望我们爱我们的仇敌。
But God wants us to love our enemies.
他希望当我们见到我们仇敌遇难的时候，我们去帮忙他。
He wants us to help his enemy when our enemy gets into trouble.
出埃及记里面提醒我们。若遇见你的仇敌的牛和化奴，是没了路，总要牵回来交给他。若看见恨你人的奴压卧在总舵下，不可走开，牧要和奴主一同抬开这总舵。
The book Exodus reminds us that if you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to take it back to him.If you see the donkey, if someone who hates you falling down on his load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help him with it.
为什么神给我们这个这么，你可以说这么奇怪的一个要求？
Why did God give us, in a way, this sort of strange request?
因为我们的神就是这样子的意思。
Because our God is the kind of God like this.
耶稣解释呢，我们的神是一个完全的神。
Jesus explained that because our God is a complete God.
就是讲到了耶稣说我们要爱我们的仇敌，要为他们祷告。
And Jesus reminded us to tell us that we want to love our, we should love our enemy and pray for him.
原因因为我们的天父是叫日头叫好人，也叫大人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
Because our Father in heaven caused the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
其实杰哥，当我小的时候还没信耶稣，第一次读到这个圣经的时候，我很佩服圣经里面的神。
When I was younger, before I became a Christian, when I read this, I actually had a lot of admiration for this God.
因为我们圣经里面的神是一个很宽宏大量的一个神。
Because of God, this is a very graceful God.
跟我们中国人的神呢，很不同的。
It's very different from the God we Chinese have.
我们中国人的神呢，喜欢吃。
The God in the Chinese like to eat.
你把一盘鸡放在他面前呢，他什么都可以答应你的。
You put a plate of chicken in front of him, he would grant you a lot of wishes.
但是呢，我们的神，我们圣经里面的神不是这样子的。
But our God that we see in the Scripture is not like this.
亚伯拉罕呢，当他听到他的侄儿罗德的消息的时候呢，他没有幸灾乐祸。
Not only did Abraham, when he heard that his nephew Lot was in trouble, he did not rejoice.
他马上就想到一个拯救他的方法。
Instead, he thought about a way to rescue him.
但是其实你想一想，亚伯拉罕要这样子做的时候，其实他付出一个很大的代价。
But you should stop and think about it. This, if Abraham decided to do this, he actually paid a great price.
第一，就是这四个王其实是有一个很强大的的军队啊。
Number one, these four kings have actually a great army.
要不然呢，他不能从东方一直打到来他们这一边，没有遇到任何的困难。
Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to come all the way from the east side, all the way here, and not encounter any problem.
还有一个问题呢，就是你知道亚伯拉罕只是寄居在迦南地。
You see that Abraham is actually just living temporarily in the land of Canaan.
就是给他打赢了。
Even though if he won the battle.
你不怕人家将来回来寻仇吗？
In the future, even though if he wins, the other people will come back and revenge.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕呢，他这些他都没有想到了。
But Abraham didn't even think about all these.
他带领318个人。
He took 318 people.
从家里面一直走到一个地方叫但。
To went all the way to a place called Dan.
这个其实有140里的距离的。
Actually, that has the distance is 140 miles.
就是连生命也不要了，再晚间的时间呢，去攻打这四个王。
So he didn't even care for their lives and actually went and attacked these four kings.
所以最后他就打赢这场仗，把这些人这些财物呢带回带回去了。
In the end, he won the war and actually recovered the goods and his relative Lot and his possessions.
其实我想到呢，其实我们在世上也遇到很多赐福我们的人。
And you see that we on this earth, we encounter a lot of people who bully us.
可能呢，你的老板赐福你。
Maybe your boss is mistreat you.
你的邻居赐福你。
Maybe your neighbor mistreat you.
有一个弟兄告诉我呢，他从来不知道呢，他的邻居呢占了他的地，直到他卖房子这天才知道。
So then he didn't know that actually one time a friend told me that his neighbor actually squatted his land until the day he's selling his house.
很多时期好像你在工作上面你的同事你的里面很多人用机会去欺负你。
The you can run into a lot of situations when your co-workers may mistreat you.
但是神希望我们爱我们的仇敌。
But God desires that we love our enemies.
为我们的仇敌祷告。
And pray for our enemies.
因为我们的天父是全职的天父。
Because this is the kind of Father heavenly in heaven that we have.
当我们全职做的时候，我们就好像我们的父神一样。
If we do it like this, we'll be like our heavenly Father.
我曾经听过 一对父母呢告诉我。
One time I heard this parents told me this.
就是他们的儿女呢在学校给人欺负。
And that is that his their children was bullied by others in school.
所以他的这个儿女呢，他回家的时候呢就哭起来了。
So their children when they got home started crying.
其实这件事情呢，不是其实已经发生了一段很长的时间。
It's actually this has happened over a prolonged period of time.
这一个父母呢，他们其实当他们讲这个事情呢，这个妈妈也哭起来。
When they talked about it, actually the mother started crying.
其实是蛮可怜的。其实现在我们知道，在校园里面欺负的事情呢，可以是很严重的一件事情。
It's a very sad situation, and we know that now if they are forbidden on campus, that can be a very scary thing.
那么你知道这个家庭面对这个事情的时候，他们怎么解决
？So you see, when this family encountered this, how do you think they react?
他们就是一直祷告。
They actually pray.
不单只为他的。儿女祷告
，Not only did they pray for their children，
也为这些欺负他儿女的同学祷告。
They also pray for those who are bullying their children。
我听到这个例子的时候，我就想了，这个就是圣经讲到我们要爱我们仇敌，为他们祷告的这一个例子。
When I heard this, I thought this is a good example of what the scripture tells us that when we actually mistreat us, we pray for our enemy.
圣经希望我们以善胜恶。
The scripture wants us to use the good to overcome evil.
最后，这个欺负这个儿女的人呢，正式打电话来道歉。
In the end, actually the ones who were bullying the children actually call and apologize.
我感谢神，就是神真是听我们祷告。
I thank the Lord because Lord is the one who listens to our prayer.
就是如果这个人不打电话来呢，我还是觉得这个家庭做得很好。
Even though if the person who bullied did not make the phone call, I still think the family did the right thing.
因为他们更像我们的天父。
Because they are more like our Father.
你知道以善胜恶不是一个神话。
You see that it's to use it to have good overcome evil is not a fable.
主耶稣自己是这样子做。
Jesus himself did that.
他在十字架上面的时候为他的仇敌祷告。
When he was on the cross, he prayed for his enemy.
他说父啊赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
我们的神不但只要求我们全职做，他自己是全职做。
Our Heavenly Father not only he asked us to do this, but he also did it himself.
我们知道在新约里面的使提凡也是全职做。
And we know that in the scripture, Stephen also did the same thing.
他给人诬告。
He was falsely accused by others.
犹太人用石头要打死他。
The Jews used a stone, wanted to stone him.
但他死之前为他们祷告。
But before he died, he prayed for them.
他说主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
And then he said, Lord, do not hold the sin against them.
我们也要效法使徒凡。
We also want to follow Stephen's example.
为我们的仇敌祷告。
And pray for our enemies.
因为我们知道这个是神喜悦的事情。
Because we know this pleases God.
神喜悦亚伯拉罕的行为。
God was very happy for what Abraham did.
所以他给他一个很大的成功。
So therefore, he allowed Abraham to have great success.
不单只救回罗德。
Not only did he rescue, he was able to rescue Lot.
只是他把这四个王呢赶回去他原本的老家。
He chased the four kings all the way to back to their home.
你可以说呢，亚伯拉罕呢，在一个晚上里面呢，从一个籍籍无名的一个人呢，成为他们地方一个大英雄。
So you may say that overnight, Abraham from someone who's little known became the hero in the region.
那么这个就是我第二个问题要问大家。
That is my second question I want to ask you.
就是当你飞黄腾达的时候，你会有什么表现
？And what do you do when you have become a rising star?
这一个呢，就是十七节里面到二十四节里面记载的一个故事。
And that is the story recorded from verse 17 to 20 something in the end of the chapter.
当亚伯兰打赢这场仗回到南边的时候呢，有两个王出来迎接他。
So after the defeat of them, Abraham on the way back and the two kings came out and greet them.
两个王呢，两个完全不同的态度。
Two kings, two set of different attitude.
第一个王呢，就是麦基洗德。
The first king is Cataloma.
他麦基洗德
麦基洗德
他是沙朗王 King of Salem.
He is the king of Salem.
这意思呢就是一个和平的一个王。
And that is the meaning behind that is king of peace.
其实呢麦基洗德呢他的名字的意思呢就是仁义王。
The name Melchizedek actually means king of righteousness.
他呢带礼物，就是饼跟酒呢来人接亚伯拉罕。
He took out bread and wine to welcome Abraham.
为他祝福。
And give him blessings.
十九节他说：“愿天地的主至高的神赐福给与亚伯兰。”至高的神把仇敌敌人交在你手里，是应当称颂的。
In verse 19 says, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, Creator heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High who deliver your enemies into your hand."
这个呢，就是其实呢，就是麦基使得把亚伯兰的成功呢的原因呢跪在耶和华的身上。
And then what Melchizedek it was actually he gave Jehovah the glory that he's due.
把荣耀呢归给神。
And actually give the glory to God.
那么圣经就说亚伯兰呢就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
The scripture tells us that Abraham gave a tenth of everything to King Melchizedek.
亚伯兰坚持做的时候呢，其实就是接受他的祝福。
And this very act means that he accepted his blessings.
通过献礼物的方法呢，在众人面前呢，其实就是在众人面前承认呢，我的成功的确就是从神而来的。
And this through the act of giving and receiving gifts, he acknowledged that his success came from God.
没有神他就不可能成功。
Without God, cannot be successful.
当你有一个很大的成就，
If you actually have accomplished great things,
好像呢你拿到一个大奖，
And then, for example, you have received a great prize,
人家称赞你的时候你有什么反应？
When others praise you, what is your reaction be?
你会呢很骄傲的说你看我的成就。
You can say proudly and say, "Look at my accomplishment."
但是亚伯拉罕，当他在最成功的时候，他没有这样子做。
But yet Abraham, at the peak of his success, he did not do so.
反而他把这个荣耀归于神。
Instead, he gave this glory back to God.
通过奉献，他表现他对神的感谢。
And through the giving, actually.He acknowledged the glory of God.
其实这个就是奉献一个很重要的意义。
And this is a very important meaning of giving or offering.
其实奉献跟我们母亲节送礼物一样。
And giving is like it's very similar to on Mother's Day, you give gift.
这个不是出于一个责任。
This is not out of responsibility.
这个是出于一个感谢。
And that is rather it stems from a heart of thanksgiving.
因为我们知道，如果没有好像没有母亲的时候呢，没有妈妈的时候呢，我们就不可能每一天都有吃的东西放在台上面。
And that is without a mother, we cannot have the food on the table every day.
我们也不可能呢，每一天都是这样子健康。
And we will not be as healthy like this every day.
同样，当我们奉献给神的时候，我们也是同一个道理。
The same way as we offer to God is the same reason.
我们对旁边的人宣告，就是其实是因为神，我们才有今天。
And then it should say that it's because of God that we have today.
没有神的祝福呢，其实我们是活不下去的。
Without God's blessing, we cannot live on longer.
第二个王呢，就是这个所多玛王。
The second king, the king of Sodom.
所多玛王呢，他的名字叫巴拉。
The king of Sodom, his name is Bella.
他跟前一个王呢的表现完全不一样。
His action is totally different from the other king.
他没有感谢亚伯拉罕。
He did not that he did not thank Abraham.
没有带礼物去见他。
And did not bring gifts to him.
只是呢很骄傲的讲一句话。
And it's very proudly just uttered this following.
你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。
He said, "Give me the people and keep the goods for yourself."
其实呢，所多玛王呢给亚伯拉罕这个提议呢是很吸引人的。
And it's actually a very attractive offer for Sodom, Sodom to Abraham.
因为五个王的财物呢其实是蛮多的。
And that is actually the treasures from this five kings is a great deal.
亚伯拉罕如果真的拿到所多玛所讲的财物呢，他马上就可以自己成为一个王了。
And eventually he can, if he had received all these, he would become a king himself.
他不用等神的应许，就是将来你成为一个大国。他现在可以靠自己的力量成为一个大国。
So through his own strength, he actually can become a great this great empire without actually having to wait for God to do anything.
你知道一个人呢，当他成功的时候呢，很容易忘记神的。
You see that when someone is successful, it's very easy for him to forget about God.
因为你所有的福气都在你面前，你随时都可以得到了。
Because all the blessings right in front of you, you can have that anytime.
对很多人来说，我还要神来做什么呢？
And for a lot of people, why do I even need God?
但是呢，亚伯拉罕他的回答呢，在22到23节，给我们一个榜样。
And you see that from verse 23, that you see that God, Abraham gave us this following example.
他说，我已经向天地之主至高的神耶和华起誓，凡你的东西就是一根线一根鞋带我都不拿，免得你说你我是亚伯兰富足。
He said, I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High, created heaven and earth, and have taken an oath that I will accept nothing belonging to you, not even a thread or the thong of a sandal, so that you will never be able to say, I made Abram rich.
亚伯拉罕的意思呢，就是他所要的祝福只有从神而来。
What Abraham is saying is that whatever our blessings I receive, I get it from God.
如果不是从神来呢，那么我连一根线、一根鞋带，我也不要。
If it's not from the blessing from God, not even a thread or a thong or a sandal, I don't want it.
亚伯拉罕表现他完全依靠神的一个心。
Abraham expressed his desire to fully rely on God.
对亚伯拉罕来说，神不是一个只是工具，为他拿到福气的一个工具。
And to Abraham, this God is not a tool through which he will receive blessing.
亚伯拉罕相信他的神就是他的福气。
And Abraham believed that his God is his blessing.
他为了得着神，他不要其他人给他的福气。
And because he wanted to receive God, he does not want to receive blessings from anyone else.
我想呢，神听到亚伯拉罕这个回答呢，他一定很高兴。
See, I would think that when if God hear what Abraham has to say, he would be very happy.
为什么我这样子想呢？
Why would I think like that?
你看十五章第一节。
You see, in chapter 15, verse 1.
他讲到解释以后。
After this what this after this?
解释以后就是十四章他们这件事情以后了。
After this, meaning the, what happened in the, what happened in chapter 14.
所以神呢，马上呢就在异象里面对亚伯兰说。
And the God immediately appeared to Abraham in a vision.
他说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大赏赐你。”
He said, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I'm your shield, your very great reward."
这个所多玛王呢，其实就是告诉亚伯兰，我可以赐福给你啊。
What Sodom, King of Sodom what, was saying to Abraham is, I can bless you.
但是亚伯兰说我不要。
But Abraham said, I don't want it.
转个头来呢，神说我现在大大的赏赐你。
And then what happened was, what turned around and God would say to Abraham, I will bless you greatly.
当我们做合神心意的事情，神很愿意的赐福给我们的。
When we do things that actually please God,God would bless us.
在讲到最初的时候，我问大家两条问题。
In this way, I ask you two questions.
就是当你仇敌遇难的时候，你有什么反应？
How would you react when your enemy suffers?
当你飞黄腾达的时候，你有什么表现？
You know, what would you do? How would you behave when you become a rising star?
其实这两条问题呢，这答案呢，都是连在你对神的认识上面。
The answers lie within how your understanding about God.
你心目中的神是一个怎么样的神？
What is the God like? What as far as you know in your heart?
当你认识到我们的神是一个完全的神，他会爱他的仇敌的时候，我们也会为我们的仇敌去祷告。
When we see that God is a complete God, He would want us to love our enemy, that we would pray, want to pray for our enemies.
当我们想到就是原来我们所有的福气都是从神而来的时候呢，我们也不会在神以外去寻找其他的福气。
When we understand that all our blessings come from God, we will not want to try to seek blessings outside of God.
你对神的认识怎么影响你回答这两条问题呢？
How would your understanding of God affect how you respond to these two questions?
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads, please.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你的确是一个与众不同的神。
You are indeed a God who is different from anyone else.
你是爱你仇敌的一个神。
You are a God who loves his enemies.
还有就是你会赐福给人的一个神。
He is also one who blesses men.
我们愿意去一生去依靠你。
We want to rely on you all the rest of our lives.
因为我们不可能在你以外去找到别的福气。
Because beyond you, we cannot find any blessings.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.